Maria, 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 Cannibal, M-A-R-I-A, C-A-N-A-B-A-L, chief complaint, abdominal pain, number one, number two, bloating. Patient is a 73-year-old woman with multiple medical issues and problems, comes in today with two-day history of abdominal pain, bloating, nausea, one bout of diarrhea, minimal fever, no chills, period. The paragraph patient had recent urinary tract infection, which is not completely resolved after she was placed on Macrobet, since her Cipro was... The organism that was growing in her urine was resistant to Cipro. Period. This doesn't feel like a UTI, she tells me. She says it feels like a diverticulitis, period. Any paragraph? She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. Immunization is up to date for COVID. Medication reviewed, which includes... which were reviewed opposite page. Review of system, abdominal pain, nausea, no vomiting, diarrhea, back pain, no symptoms consistent with diverticulitis, history of diverticulosis, no history of UTI, negative fever, positive gas, responding to simethicone, no chills.
Ma'am, did you understand that COVID and antibodies?
Period. Surgery, left foot, left hand, pelvic mass, appendectomy, C-section, closed cystectomy. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with her husband of many years. Allergy, iodine, fish, morphine, cortisone. Medical problems, hypothyroidism, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, arthritis. Sjogren, you know how to spell Sjogren syndrome and psoriatic arthritis. Period. New paragraph, on exam, 226 pounds. And no distress, 98%, 97, 16, 72, 140 over 80. Heart positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash, abdomen. There's some tenderness noted throughout the abdomen, but there's no rigidity, there's no left-sided rebound, or any abnormalities noted, appears gassy. Abdominal bedside ultrasound shows gassy abdomen and a fatty liver. Assessment number one, presumed diverticulitis. Next number, does not want to have CT scan at this time. Next number, she did have recent CT scan in December for possible pelvic mass, which proved to be indeterminate nodule in the right lower pelvic, which has been present there for some time, period. Significant diverticulosis was noted at that time, period. My plan today is to treat her with... number one, diverticulitis. Yeah, treated with rocephinate gram now, Flagyl and Cipro at home for 7 days. Next time, just come back in 24 hours. Next time, just go to the emergency room if develops nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening symptoms, including chills. Next time, just pelvic cyst. I did not see any evidence of cyst on the ultrasound today. Next number is bloating. Next number is recent urinary tract infection resolved. Next number, history of psoriatic arthritis. Next number is Sjogren disease. Next number is... patient recently was started on biologic, and hence a reason for another reason for starting her antibiotic ASAP. Next number of patient will also follow up with their rheumatologist regarding her symptoms if they continue. Blood work was obtained, which includes CBC, CMP, TSH, lipids, B12, and patient also requesting COVID antibodies. Thank you.